I see with my own naked eye. I gotta cut the cord and fall away. That instinct I can justify. Big
And on, please.
Dumois has the whole story.
Did you hear what Dumois said?
Who is it?
O-M-G.
Can you believe this blind item?
Dumois was on that story a long time
ago. Sunday means celeb sightings with Dumois.
I just DM'd Dumois.
I cannot believe what I just read about on Dumois.
I need to hear more.
Hello, and welcome to Do You, the show where you'll hear all the latest in celeb gossip and special exclusives that are not shared on my Instagram or anywhere else. I'll be your guide into the world of celeb news, sightings, and secrets. I will be giving you all of the information I have on your favorite topics every week.
This week, in a very special subscriber-only Instagram Live Q&A episode, we're talking about celebrity DMs, Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet, Andrew Garfield, celebrity couples, Lizzo, the Met Gala, The Bachelorette, Bradley Cooper and Gigi Hadid, Sabrina Carpenter, Sarah Paulson, Zendaya, and more. Let's get started.
Okay, Ferris, we're about to talk about one of my favorite things. Do you know what it is?
Oh, girl. I know. It starts with a capital D. Yeah.
That's DoorDash. Did you know you can order alcohol on DoorDash?
You can?
Yes. Yes, you can. And I love this about DoorDash, especially if I'm having company like on a Friday night or Thursday night and I'm working all day and I don't have time to run to the store or run to the liquor store. I can just order it on DoorDash.
You can dash it.
I can dash it. Don't have to leave. Can continue working, continue in the newsroom. Mm-hmm. Never have to leave the newsroom. Basically.
Wow. So you can just like get that news out there at the same time as making sure your incoming guests are going to have the libations that they want.
Exactly. Which is why I love DoorDash. It makes it so convenient, so seamless, so easy. I've never been let down by a DoorDash delivery. I mean, that's true.
Ain't that the truth?
Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails. We love a mocktail. And more can be delivered straight to your door. So get your drinks in hand without lifting a finger with DoorDash. And use code DOYOU24 to get 25% off up to a $15 value when you spend $35 or more on drinks through DoorDash. For eligible users only, terms apply. Must be 21 plus to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I am doing a solo episode. I don't think I've done a solo episode in maybe almost a year. Ferris is very sick. She can't join us. You know, a lot of people asked when she started recording the podcast with me back in July of 2023 if she was needed. And I have to tell you guys, yes. For me, like, she's needed. I feel very alone and like, I don't know. I'm like nervous. I haven't done a solo episode in so long. So let's see how this goes. We're going to try something a little different because obviously I'm codependent on having a co-host on this podcast. So I'm going to do one recap for you guys. And then the IG subscribers, they don't even know this. I am going to go live on Instagram while I'm recording the podcast. And I think it'll also be a good opportunity for anyone who's thinking about becoming an IG subscriber to see what the lives are like. They're a little bit more like wild, wild west, like the way I answer the questions. I'm a little bit more open. It's basically me solo again, but I feel like I'm with people because there are usually like 250 people on the live with me. So I don't feel so alone, even though it's only me talking. We'll see if anyone wants to come up and talk. And I will let them know that they're being recorded. If not, it's just going to be a subscriber live Q&A, how it's done in real time on the pod. Let's see what kind of questions the audience is going to throw at me. They usually have some doozies that I can't answer. So let's see. But before we start that, I do want to address one thing, because people have been asking me for the answers to this question prompt. The beginning of March, someone in a Q&A wrote in and said, for the girlies who slide into the DMs of celebrities, what do you say? What's an intriguing first line? I have been asked this question many times. I even did a podcast episode back in 2021 with someone who I would call her a model, I guess, a model influencer. She was on Raya and she had dated a handful of celebrities. So she came on the podcast and gave advice on how to speak to a celebrity over, you know, like direct message, or what is an opening line? Like, she gave a lot of really good advice. The episode is still up, but we had to take her name off the episode because she started dating someone. And she actually wanted us to take the episode down. But I really enjoyed her episode, so I asked if we can keep it up, take her name off. If you want to go back and try to find that episode, you can. But I'm going to read some answers that the audience gave for this most recent prompt. Someone actually sent me a screenshot of a DM they sent Jeremy Piven. And their opening line to Jeremy Piven was, I was hoping your Insta name be and Jeremy Piven. And he responded, that's amazing. So he was obviously intrigued by her opener. I don't know if it's an inside joke. And Jeremy Piven is the joke she made for what she was hoping his Insta name would be. I don't get it. He obviously did. Somebody else said they sent the lead singer, I guess of a group, they don't specify which one, a video of Britney Spears dancing to one of their songs and it worked. That's actually clever. Somebody else suggests that for athletes, they told their friend to slide in offering to be their personal cheerleader. The personal cheerleader one, it's worked so many times. That's cute. That's a cute one. Somebody else says they reply to their stories and that usually works. So, and this was actually the podcast guest's advice. Main advice when I had her on my podcast in 2021, it was to comment on a picture or a hobby or something that they're showing in their Instagram feed, to comment on that to make it more personalized. So this person is kind of saying the same thing. Somebody said, my daughter messaged Marshmallow and he messaged her back asking how old she is. Okay. That is very responsible. Somebody says to ask, would you rather have a bear head and a human body or a human head and a bear body? They swear that this question works every time. That is interesting. By the way, I would rather have a bear head and a human body, I think. No, a human head and a bear body, because I guess I could like cover my bear body with clothes but still look like a human. Somebody says, just say hi and be nice. Like, say you're a big fan of whatever that celebrity does. Okay, somebody says, snap a photo of them at an event, post it in your stories with a cute headline, tag them, and let the magic happen. That's cute. Unless they get, like, freaked out that you snapped a photo of them and posted it instead of coming over and saying hi. Somebody says, the best luck I had was just following someone who thought my profile pic was cute. Somebody says to give the eye emoji, the suspicious eye emoji, or to just write dang, D-A-N-G. And they said this works every time. I actually know the person who gave this advice, and I know that they have dated or hooked up with or dated and hooked up with a lot of athletes. So maybe that works for athletes. Somebody suggests to not act like a fan and don't make the message too long. I agree with that. I think something short and sweet and quippy is the best route. Somebody else is saying just respond to one of their stories. Somebody says to say, hi, blank. We met at blank and it was so nice to meet you. Keep in touch. I guess that's if you formally meet someone. Somebody else is also saying to reply to a story, then post on your story quickly, because chances are, and you know, I've done this before too, and this is in a non-romantic way. If somebody that you don't know DMs you, you check their profile, right? That's the first thing you do before you respond. I think that's good advice to have something up on your story right away. Somebody says, and this is also great advice, treat them like any other normal person you're interested in knowing. I like that advice a lot. Okay. And so, somebody said, I don't suggest this. And yes, it's bad, but I usually just go with a selfie/nude, usually works with A-list celebs. So I asked an athlete for their advice on what gets their attention when someone slides into their DMs in, you know, like a romantic or interested way. And the person that I asked said tits, that that usually gets their attention. You know, I'm not suggesting that you do that either, but if it is something you feel comfortable with and you're okay with maybe other people seeing it besides the person you're sending it to, then why not? This person is saying it works with A-list celebs. Somebody said they wrote to Steve Howe, please date me. And it worked. So please date me. Somebody says to ask, would you rather eat 100 watermelons in a day or make out with Harvey Weinstein? Okay. These questions are pretty funny. Somebody said, again, the eye emoji, the like suspicious eye emoji. Somebody says to like 5 pictures and leave a comment. If you're cute, they will notice. Somebody said they told David Spade he was in my dream and he replied immediately. It depends on the person. Somebody said, I was hungover once and DM'd Vinny from Jersey Shore, love you so much. And he replied in 20 minutes. Somebody said, having a public Instagram. I agree with that. Somebody says to say that body of yours is absurd. I mean, why not? A compliment. Why not give a compliment? Okay. That was all the advice from our readers. Again, there is a really old episode with some more advice, kind of similar to what some of these people suggested. If you want to go back and listen, it was from 2021. Good luck out there, guys. Okay, let's go on Instagram Live. All right, you guys, for everyone just joining, this Instagram subscriber only live, which is usually just you guys and me, usually me ranting about something or yelling about Taylor Swift, is going to be recorded for the podcast because Ferris is very sick and I don't have a guest today. So it's just me and you guys. So if you guys want to come up and talk, just know it's going to be recorded for the podcast. If not, let's just get started. Somebody said, no Taylor Swift, please. Okay. Well, you know, if somebody has a Taylor Swift question, I'd be happy to answer it. Okay, somebody says, I want Taylor and Travis T. Well, as you guys know, they allegedly spent Easter in Philly. First, they were in Nashville. No pictures. They were seen at the Soho House in Nashville, I believe 2 nights in a row. There are no cameras allowed at the Soho House in any location. So that's probably why when the sightings came in, you didn't get pictures. From there, I was told by the fans, I have no idea if this is true, they spent Easter in Philly and now they're back in LA. There are paparazzi pictures of Travis and his brother in LA right now. Kylie and Timothy pregnancy rumor. If you guys read the article that accompanied that headline, it was proven to not be true. I read the article on TMZ. Now, as you guys know, TMZ has a great relationship with the Kardashians. So if they're debunking this rumor and saying a source says X, Y, and Z, it's not true, I'm going to assume that that came straight from Jenner Communications. So I would not believe that headline or that rumor. Andrew Garfield and the new girl. Okay, this is a good question. I'm glad you asked it. I just want to tell you guys a little bit about her because I don't know if all of you guys know about her. The fans are kind of up in arms, but somebody told me in the fandom that they're not like being aggressive about it. They're just kind of like laughing. apparently she has in her bio, I'm sure you guys saw if you looked her up on any social media, that she is a witch. Her name is Dr. Kate Tomas. She describes herself on her website as a philosopher and spiritual mentor with over 23 years of experience and a world-class education. I have no idea how he met this woman, but somebody in my DMs reminded me that back in February, on February 11th to be exact, spotted today, February 11th, Andrew Garfield and a lady friend, English girl, no one we recognized, having lunch at the Plough and Harrow pub in Malvern, a small town in Worcestershire, UK. He was very friendly. So that was her back in February. Now, the fans are messaging me. I know some fans are on this live right now. And they are telling me that there's drama in the fandom. This doctor charges a hefty amount for her services, which, you know, she is entitled to do. She's entitled to charge as much as she wants, I guess. Somebody else sent me a tweet. I don't know if you guys saw this. It is not confirmed. It's not verified, but I'll read you what it says. Somebody is alleging that they realize that Andrew Garfield's new girlfriend is the same woman they took a free consulting session with when they were down really bad in 2017. Even in their down badness, they could smell her grift a mile away. This was back when I was still susceptible to LA woo-woo BS, probably because every podcast I listened to at the time was steeped in it. She was a guest on Sup, which in hindsight should have been a massive red flag. Anyway, she charges like $4,000 a month, and it's basically The Secret with some tarot and astrology and magic with a K thrown in. So this person is alleging that they had a session with the new girlfriend and they call her a grifter. So I don't know how accurate that is. I don't know if you guys even want to know this information, but her basic readings are £1,500. Her special subscriber readings are £4 once a month for 6 months minimum, so £24 a month. She posted stories and TikTok yesterday talking about charging what you're worth, so she knows there's chatter out there. She is highly educated, but I cannot see that her sessions are worth that much. This is just from, you know, somebody who did some digging around on the internet about her. They also said that Megan Mullally from Will and Grace is one of her happy customers who wrote a blurb on her website, I guess endorsing her. So that's it about the girlfriend. Okay, I'm getting back to the questions. I don't know about any music videos for Tortured Poets Department at this time. Any Diddy tea you can spill? Well, we talked about it on last week's podcast episode a little bit. And then in last week's IG subscriber Q&A, if you guys missed it, you can go back to the subscriber highlight. I talked a little bit about a DM I received from someone who had some additional information. They alleged some crazy shit, but I mean, I'll repeat it, I guess, if you want me to. From what I remember the DM saying, they alleged that one of the like kinky parties that Diddy would throw involved him finding like 400 to 500 pound people to have sex with. I don't know if that's like some kind of fetish or kink. There also was some allegations of bestiality. That's really it. That was like the most shocking allegations from this person's DM. Everything else is what's been exposed. I have had people say like it's a lot worse than what we know. I don't have any details about that. Someone is saying Andrew Garfield seems really into astrology, so it makes sense he would be with this woman. I did not know that about Andrew Garfield. I do think it is a little curious. I did just look at her website. I know nothing about her. I do believe in astrology. You guys know I believe in psychics. But I feel like when someone has to promote themselves like so much, like if you really read her website, I don't know. It has me just raising an eyebrow. Somebody said they want Andrew Garfield to date the chicken shop girl. I think we talked about this in a podcast episode a while ago. Somebody had told me that there was no romantic chemistry between them. This was a while ago. I don't know if you guys remember that. Somebody saying that the girlfriend sounds like what a cult leader introduces themselves as. People get really upset if we misuse the word cult, I do want to say. I understand this comment, but there is no indication on her website that this is a cult or she's involved in any cults. Somebody asks, is there going to be beef between Sabrina Carpenter and Taylor because of the Skims campaign? You know, this was asked a lot in the Q&A yesterday. I haven't asked. What I can say is that when Brittany Mahomes modeled for Skims, at first I heard that Taylor was fine with it. And then somebody told me that she wasn't as fine with it in the beginning. So I don't know. Like, do I think like Taylor will now ostracize Sabrina Carpenter? No, I don't. Business is business at the end of the day. But that could still mean that Taylor's not happy about it, which I have no intel. But from what I've heard about Taylor, it can go one of two ways. Either she doesn't give a shit because she's so happy right now with Travis. She's in her love bubble. Or from what I heard about Taylor, yes, she's probably a little annoyed that she did the Skims campaign. Okay, so we have some people who want to come live. I just want them to know that they will be recorded. So let's try to call up Rachel and see if we can get her. Sometimes this glitches and it doesn't work.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. My question is mostly, how do you tell when somebody, like a couple, is serious? Like when you're saying Kylie and Timmy are getting more serious, or Barry and Sabrina, or anything like that. Like, how do you go about that?
Sometimes I hear from people, like if I inquire about a celebrity couple status, like for example Annabelle Wallace and Sebastian Stan, I think are a perfect example of that. Every time I've inquired about their relationship status, it's never been described to me as serious. So sometimes somebody will use that phrase. They'll say, you know, Timmy and Kylie are getting more serious. Other times it's just like putting two and two together. If a couple's seen a lot, with Sabrina and Barry, somebody I know was talking about them and referred to her as his girlfriend. And this was like a month ago. So I kind of knew with them because of that. So I guess like my answer is it depends. I guess it's on a case by case basis.
About the source too, who's giving it to you?
Yeah, like who's giving it, you know, case by case basis, observations that we can make through sightings. That's why, you know, I always refer back to Sunday Spotteds, because I think that some weeks it really tells us what couples are still together and what couples aren't still together. So, Okay. Yeah, so I think that that's like a really great resource. I don't know if I've ever said that before. It's a really great resource for seeing which of your favorite couples are still together. Like, for example, this past week, I just got a sighting of Jennifer Hudson and Common. We all know they're dating, but, you know, we haven't seen paparazzi pictures of them in a while. But, you know, they were having dinner, so we know they're still together. So, yeah, I like to use, like, my Sunday Spotteds as, like, a gauge. If they keep showing up week after week together, which Sabrina and Barry have been, besides the fact that somebody also referred to her as his girlfriend. I like to use Sunday Spotted. Who else did you ask me about? Did you Timmy and Kylie?
Kylie and Timmy.
Yeah. So Kylie and Timmy is like a funny one because they were hot and heavy. Like they debuted, you know, that's like a surefire way to know that a couple's serious, especially somebody like Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner, who are pretty private people. So they debuted. Then we didn't see them. I was asking around. Some people thought that they'd cooled off a little bit. Then we saw that secret picture of them getting ice cream. I don't know if you guys missed that, but there was a secret picture of them getting ice cream. And then he flew to New York City to film the Bob Dylan movie. And, you know, some people, I know I posted yesterday that we thought maybe Kim Kardashian had his name blurred out. Did you see that post?
I did.
Did you think it was his name?
It kind of feels like it, but you never really know.
Right. So some fans wrote me and they're like, are you kidding? Like, he's still filming the Bob Dylan movie. Now, I did get a sighting of him yesterday coming out of a play in New York City. I forget the name. I could look it up and post it. I'm sure it'll be in Sunday Spotted. So if he went back to California, it was quick because he was back here Monday night.
Okay. And then one quick other question. For Met Gala, who do you think that any new couples are going to be on the red carpet?
I mean, I did hear from one of my sources that Taylor and Travis were thinking about going. Now, their schedule changes all the time. Like, as we know, like, was he going to Japan? Wasn't he going to Japan? He went to Japan. Like, I had heard that he was going to, like, Australia, not Japan so much, but, like, you know, months ago that he was planning to go. But then it was, like, down to the wire and everyone was like, where is he? My point is, and I think I've said this before on Subscriber Lives, their plans change all the time. So it's really hard to say. Now, as it comes closer to the date, like, obviously they'll have to be dressed by a designer. So, you know, that information is more likely to leak closer to the date. But also with somebody like Taylor Swift, she could also decide at the last minute, fuck it, I don't want to go, you know? So it's like, it's hard to say, like, for somebody as famous as that couple, but I have heard that they were thinking about going from a source that I trust.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thanks for coming on. So let me scroll back. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Okay. Somebody says, spending both Christmas and Easter together. I've been skeptical about the engagement rumors in the past, but ... Taylor and Travis. And I tell you guys, like, I've told you guys, I don't know what else to say. Okay, somebody made a comment about Andrew Garfield's girlfriend that I don't feel comfortable repeating, but that is fucking wild. Yeah, for you guys just joining, I'm recording the podcast simultaneously. If you want to be on the podcast, you could come up and your question will be on. Okay, hasn't Andrew Garfield's girlfriend been divorced 4 times? Wow. Lizzo. Okay, somebody's asking about Lizzo. So, yes, I had heard, well, first of all, I heard something about Lizzo that I'm not at liberty to repeat right now, but it was kind of shocking, not in a bad way, not in, like, Diddy level ways, just shocking. Secondly, there is a rumor that some more allegations are in the ether swirling around about Lizzo, and that's why she posted that, like, I'm quitting, I'm getting out of the music business, sort of to get ahead of it. Or maybe she really is kidding. Like, maybe this is the final straw. If more people are suing her, I don't know if they are. I'm just saying if they are, or if more negative and derogatory things are going to be said about Lizzo publicly, maybe she's like, that's it, I've had it. But yeah, I have heard that that's what prompted that Instagram post. The Met Gala we just talked about. Do people think that the blank space next to Kendall is Devin? Yeah, so about that, the blurred out place card, the Kardashians dinner table, the one next to Kendall was blurred out, but then somebody messaged me and said it couldn't have been Devin because he had a game. So I don't know how much that was Devin. What about the person you reposted saying a pop star is about to get accused of something? That was Lizzo. That was Lizzo, you guys. Any news on Suki and Rob? Nope. Just that they had the baby. I saw the paparazzi pictures. With regards to Diddy, any tea out there about other celeb involvement, i.e. Jay-Z? Now, you know, there's a lot of speculation on TikTok, but nothing I've heard in the DMs. But if I said this last week, if you guys just type in, like, Diddy in TikTok, you will get every rumor, every theory that's out there. And yeah, like people are predicting that like Jay-Z is next, like Jay-Z and Beyonce are going to go down. For what? I don't know specifically, but that's what the TikTok chatter is. Somebody asks, any intel on what J-Lo's thoughts are on all of this Diddy stuff? Do we think she knew? I mean, I have not heard one peep about J-Lo. She's had a rough couple of weeks. So I haven't even heard anything about her. She probably wants to stay as far away from this as possible is what I could imagine. Somebody says they want Andrew Garfield to date them. Well, he was on Raya, so... Taylor was wearing a Skims tank in the Bahamas. Are you sure? Are you sure? Do I think that Sabrina and Brittany would have a conversation with Taylor prior to doing the Skims campaign? I don't. Maybe Sabrina, but not Brittany. Ferris, what do you think one of the biggest health challenges?
Oh, for sure, weight management.
Exactly. Yo-yo dieting, losing weight, putting it back on.
Trying the latest fad, it not working.
Exactly.
Feeling like a failure.
Feeling like a failure is the worst feeling when it comes to weight loss.
And then getting discouraged.
What if I told you I knew of something that could help with this?
I would 100% want to know.
The Roe Body Program pairs a weekly shot with healthy lifestyle changes so you can lose 15 to 20% of your weight in a year on average and actually keep it off.
That's amazing. And I love how it's over a year. That's so important for sustainability.
Exactly. The slow weight loss.
The slow burn.
Over 200,000 people have already chosen Roe to help them lose weight. Roe Body Program members have support throughout the process. Roe's partner handles all of the insurance paperwork to help get medication covered. If eligible for medication, patients have access to their provider on demand for any questions. You can sign up online from the comfort of your own home. This means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting room.
That sounds amazing, especially for parents not having to...
Yeah.
Leave home.
Or people that work.
Yeah.
Having to get that appointment.
How convenient.
Average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year, like I said, with healthy lifestyle changes. It's important to note that you do have to pair both. BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to ro.co/do. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/DEUX. Somebody wants me to elaborate on what I heard about Taylor Swift. I guess I could say without, you know, ruffling too many feathers is that, and I think people know this, like, through her music and her songs, she can be a little bit petty. I don't think that she's as sweet as some people think that she is. And I'm going to say some because I know some Swifties will be like, we don't think she's sweet. We know what she's like. But if you do, because I feel like she does give that, you know, blonde hair, blue eyes, front facing, you know, very sort of innocent, sweet. I've heard some of her naysayers refer to her as like damsel in distress. I do feel that she does sort of give that vibe. But I heard she's not like that at all behind the scenes. And again, I'm sure the Swifties are going to be like, we knew that, but that's what I meant. She can be petty. She gets pissed. Do I think that Taylor and Travis will make their engagement public? I'm assuming if they are engaged or if they do get engaged at some point, they'll have to. Any updates on the Selling Sunset divorce? No, I haven't heard one thing about that. Any news on the next Court of Thorn and Roses? No. Somebody asked again about Pete Davidson and Madeline Klein. Somebody asked why I gave like a laughy face when somebody asked who Madeline Klein was dating in the Q&A. It's because we don't know. Like every week, I feel like somebody asks about Madeline and Pete and we don't know. I mean, as much as I posted it, I feel like if somebody knew something, they would come forward. Okay, let's try Julia. Hi, Julia.
Hello. Yes, I wanted to ask about the Selling Sunset marriages. There's both Christine and Chelsea. Both are getting divorced, and it seems like there's a lot going on in that corner of reality TV. I know you just said you didn't have too much going on.
I didn't, but let me try to find out because I didn't realize like how many people were super interested in it.
Yeah, it just seems like a lot coming at once. So,
okay, let me think of like who I could even reach out to. I don't know if I have that many or any intel in that corner of the entertainment world, but I'll try. Let me ask around.
And then the other question I had was if you think Beyonce is going to tour this new album.
I do. I do think she is.
Do you have any idea when she's going to announce that?
I don't know when she's going to announce it, but I do think that she is going to tour. I feel like I've gotten some DMs about it. Like I've said this before, like shout out to the people that work at arenas and at stadiums. They get the information and they get the best information, right? Because they know like when an artist, I guess, puts the venue on hold. So that's where I sometimes get like my best information. So I feel like somebody had reached out about Beyonce. I'd have to go back and look, but they didn't say the date.
Awesome.
And you know my whole theory about her being at the Sphere. Like I still am not like ready to give that up completely.
Totally. Well, that'll be awesome if she does that again. So
yeah, because somebody who I think works with the Sphere had the Sphere had told me that her and her mom or her and her team had toured a couple of times. So I think they were definitely interested in it as a venue. I just like don't know if it's going to happen.
Where it stands.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Let's get back to you guys. What are you guys saying? Oh, hey, Rachel Green Boutique. I haven't listened to Beyonce's new album. I've only heard the Texas song. I don't have a Baby Pattinson update or Kendall and Devin update. The whole Kendall and Devin thing kind of like went dead. Like there were like little trails here and there that pointed to them being back together. And then it kind of went dead. Some of the things that you guys are asking, I already went over. And in case you guys missed it, this episode is being recorded for the podcast. So if you guys missed anything, the whole live will be a podcast episode. This is just like a one time only thing that I decided I was going to do last night because my co-host is sick and I am codependent and needed you guys here to be with me through this episode. I don't like doing episodes alone anymore. It's an issue. It's a problem. Wow. I needed all 270 of you to be here with me because I don't like doing it alone. Okay. Someone is saying that Taylor was not wearing Skims. Thank you, Healy. I thought that was weird. Do we think Joe is worried about Taylor's new album? I wouldn't say worried as much as annoyed, like at what's to come. You know the Swifties. They're like a tornado. They blow through you. They blow through you and like leave you shaken. You know? So he's probably, it's just like, I'm sure it's annoying for him. Although he doesn't seem like someone who's on social media a lot. So if he's living his life outside of his phone, I think he'll be just fine. No new divorces on the horizon. I mean, I guess I will say this since the whole Sacha Baron Cohen thing has come out lately. There was a blind item a while ago about a couple, and it was allegedly about Sacha Baron Cohen. If you guys know what I'm talking about, I think a lot of you do. That's the only thing that I've heard of late. Do I think Justin was a victim or exposed to Diddy's antics as a child? Do we think this is why he's having issues now? I mean, if you want my opinion, I have no idea. But if you want my opinion, I think it's a possibility. But that's only my opinion. I honestly, like, that is such a serious topic. No one is going to come forward and spill intel about that. I don't think that's something that people should be talking about. He's obviously struggling with something. I've said that many times. I will say that Oh God, I can't even believe that I'm bringing this up, you guys. I feel like I have to bring this up because I feel like, see, this is what the IG subscriber live does to me. It's like a truth serum. So somebody that I trust in my real life, somebody I know in my real life who I trust, although I've been arguing with them for literally the past 3 days, messaged me this weekend and told me that Justin and Haley are done. That's like literally what they texted me. I've literally been arguing with them for the past 3 days, being like, how could that be? They're together. They were definitely in the Bahamas together. Multiple eyewitnesses have messaged me. Both of them were there together. From there, I think they went to Palm Springs. A direct eyewitness saw Justin playing golf this past weekend in Palm Springs. Obviously, we know Haley was there. She posted from her Instagram account. I've presented this person with all of this information, and they're still sticking to their story. Now, they have a source. They won't tell me who their source is. I've asked. But I don't know. So now I like don't know what to believe, to be honest. In my heart of hearts, and from what I heard from everyone else, they wouldn't split. I don't know where this person is getting this information from. Again, I want to say, like, I do know this person in my real life and I trust them. You know what I said to them today, though? I said, maybe you're being set up as a leak to see if, like, people are leaking information about them. Because it just doesn't make sense. Like, that information does not make sense to where they've been together as a couple the past month. That's what's been on my mind the past couple days. Like, I've literally been arguing with them. Do I think Taylor and Travis went to see both families over Easter, just for Easter or something more? I think it was just for Easter and sort of to get to know each other's families better. The subs are saying that maybe it was like an April Fool's joke. This person's not playing an April Fool's joke on me. They like fucking know better. Also, maybe someone wouldn't be playing an April Fool's joke on them. Like, they're just like not in space where they would need to be played an April Fool's joke on. Again, like I said, I've been arguing with them literally the past 3 days. The surprise is that this whole episode, this whole live is being recorded as a podcast episode. So if you missed anything, you could listen to it. No new Meghan Markle and Harry info. The latest I had on Meghan was about her website launch or her latest venture. That was really it. Somebody said, would love for you to one day host a masterclass on hosting a podcast. I'm like the worst podcast host. Fifi, that is like the nicest thing that anyone has ever said to me. Like, this like made my day, this comment. Somebody needs to teach me how to host a fucking podcast. Okay, somebody's asking about The Bachelor. Yes. So there's an article about this on our website, demois.world. Our website got a revamp. I think it'll be a lot easier for you guys to find stuff that you've missed because it'll all be on the website now. Like, you don't have to look through highlights anymore. If you miss something, it's going to be on the website. So this is on the website, but I'll tell you. I heard Daisy was asked first. She turned it down. Maria was filming. Like, she was literally filming. She had a really hard time. I don't want to repeat the word that was used to me because I feel like it's like a very pointed word. So I'm just like summarizing and saying that she had a hard time. She had a hard time filming, left, and then they brought in Jen. All the guys that were there, they were there for Maria. So I'm sure, like, you know, when you're the Bachelorette, they tailor the guys to you, sort of, right? Like, they have to have guys there that she's attracted to or that she's interested in. So all the guys there are, like, I guess guys Maria would like, and now Jen's there. Anything on Oliver Hudson and his wife, Erin? No, nothing. I think she's still around, though. I see her, like, on their Instagram and Kate's Instagram. The app, I think, is going to be launched next week. That's what the app developers tell me. So it's coming along. Any word on a One Direction reunion tour? No. I mean, Harry's supposedly working on new music. I think that the first bit of intel said that it was going to be released Q1. Now, somebody asked me, is that like real Q1 or like music industry Q1? I don't know what music industry Q1 is, but real Q1 would be this month, would be April. And then he'll be touring next year in 2025. That's all I really have. So with that information, it doesn't really sound like there's going to be a One Direction reunion tour. I don't know if it's something you heard or that's just wishful thinking. Oh, thank you, Amy. No need for a recap, you guys. This is going to be all recorded in a nice episode. Where's Pete Davidson? He is filming. He's filming something. The real question is Pete Davidson and Madeline Klein still dating? That is just something I can't seem to get to the bottom of. Somebody did send me a picture, and I want to say somebody, a fan, a very nice fan, of her wearing Bupkis sweatpants in one of her latest Instagram posts. So, you know, we were kind of speculating, like, or the fan was kind of speculating, like, I guess, you know, if they were broken up, she wouldn't be wearing the Bupkis sweatpants. Somebody asked, where do I get my intel? I can't tell you guys where I get my intel. I mean, that would be putting people in a very precarious situation. Nobody spills their sources, even the greatest news outlets. Somebody said, after further investigation, Taylor was definitely not wearing Skims, but the tanks do look similar. Was definitely just feeling hopeful that she was. Okay, sounds like that you want, like, Taylor and Kim to squash their beef. Bradley Cooper bought a house where Gigi and her mom live. Yeah, Bradley Cooper's also from Pennsylvania. On a level of 1 to 10, how serious do we think Gigi and Bradley are? I mean, 7 or 8. I bet she's more serious about him than he is about her. And that's just based on things that I've heard about Bradley Cooper in the past. I don't really know anything about Gigi and how she is in relationships and whatnot. But as far as him, I could see her being more willing to make a permanent commitment than he is. Also because he's been a bachelor for so long. He was married years ago and never again. Any hot gossip I'd like to share? Well, the thing that I've been thinking about the most was the Justin Bieber thing. Here on Do You, we do not like misleading info. That's why I do my best to be transparent with the most up-to-date intel on all of your favorite celebs. You can trust that I will never intentionally dupe you. Sadly, in life, we do have to deal with a lot of sneaky terms, annoying bill hikes, and exorbitant fees that we did not anticipate. We call that yada yada. Here on Do You, we do not like yada yada. Now, you could spend all of your time combing through contracts, or you could just skip the hassle and go with a trusted brand like Metro by T-Mobile, helping you to get ahead and not pull you back. That's right. You don't take yada yada from life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and not a yada yada. Never settle for less. I know I never do. And now that I don't have to worry about sneaky yada yada, I have time to dedicate my time to making the best content for you guys. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide. When you look at bags of dog food, you see pictures of bright carrots and juicy steaks. But when you open the bag, all you get are burnt, smelly pellets. Dog food needs some fresh thinking. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy. Dogs will eat anything. Just because they'll eat it, does it mean it's healthy food? This is why I love Farmer's Dog. It's real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. Just tell them about your dog and they'll deliver personalized, vet-developed recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, conveniently delivered on your schedule. Dog people all across the country have ordered millions of meals from the Farmer's Dog. It's never been easier to invest in your dog's health with fresh food. We have partnered with Farmer's Dog for a while and have stayed loyal because of the Farmer's Dog commitment to quality always. Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/DEUXU. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/DEUXU. Trish Cyrus saying there are issues in her marriage. I saw that headline. I didn't read what it said. I thought it was very interesting. As you guys know, that we reported last year that, oh God, which sister? Noah and Dominic had some sort of relationship, I guess you would call it, before he married her mom. I don't have any summer house tea. You guys are asking for all the reality stuff. I really don't have any reality information. I've been really off my reality game. I also feel like the Bravo accounts do such a good job handling that information that, you know, if I get something really good or something that is so hot, like, yeah, I'll post it and talk about it. But I feel like the Bravo accounts do a really good job at recapping all of the reality stuff that you guys ask about. I know that there was a rumor going around yesterday about a Bravo couple with a potential divorce that will be shocking. I think the rumor started on a Bravo account and then it leaked onto Twitter. I have no idea who it's about. I mean, is it Kyle and Maurizio? That wouldn't be shocking. Is it Dorit and PK? That wouldn't be shocking. I can't even imagine who else it would be. Anything on Zac Efron's dating life? No. So I posted a picture of Zac at a basketball game. A lot of people messaged me and was like, that's not Zac. It was this guy. He looked like Zac Efron with a brunette. So I went back to the person who sent me the picture and I said, are you sure that was Zac? And the person said, it looked like him. And a lot of people were coming up to him to say hi and shake his hand and talk. So that's why they had thought that it was, in fact, Zac Efron. That being said, he was also spotted in Australia, I think this week. So he's bopping around. But no, nothing on his dating life. You know, I've said about Zac, you know, once in a while, I will get a sighting about Zac Efron at a bar, at a club, at a warm destination, partying it up with the ladies. I think he's single. I think he's just single. Somebody said, heard from friends in production that Sarah Paulson is not easy to work with. Correct. I have heard the same thing. I've actually posted a lot about Sarah Paulson back in probably 2020 or 2021. And you are correct in that assessment was the same assessment I received. Can I share some of the bad things I've heard about Justin Timberlake? I mean, besides the alleged cheating and just being an all-around asshole, that's really it. I mean, that's all there is. It's not like Diddy level. It's like just those two things always pop up whenever there's something bad about him. You know, and in all fairness, like I've also heard good things about him. Not as many, but but I have heard some good things about him. Yeah, all these, you guys are asking about Sheena and Brock, Lisa and Ken. I don't really have any Bravo intel. Chris Evans has been laying low. I haven't heard one thing about Chris Evans. Vanessa Hudgens and Ashley Tisdale are not friends anymore. We've talked about this in podcast episodes. I don't remember if we had any really good intel. I do remember that I was talking to somebody about it that wasn't able to share what they knew because they were friends with one of them. I forget which one, but they are no longer friends. I've always speculated it had to do with Austin Butler. Okay, somebody's saying Sarah Paulson is a gem. Wow, that is the first that I've heard of that. Have I heard any more about Joe Alwyn coming forward with his side of things? No, I have not. I think that since, you know, she announced the album and then, when does the album come out? This month, I know. But no, like the talk has died down a little bit. I mean, maybe not on like Swifty Talk and like Swifty Twitter, but I feel like the general public, the talk of her album and who the songs are about, I haven't seen that much about it. Maybe he'll change his mind when the album is released, but no, I haven't heard any more about it. What have I heard about Robert Pattinson? Well, I've heard one bad thing about Robert Pattinson. it was kind of a blind item. I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about. But besides that, he's really like a low key, like shy kind of guy. Somebody wants to know if there's anything on Halsey. I feel like she's been radio silent. If you guys get the newsletter, oh, all you guys are subscribers. So did you see the blind item I posted yesterday? I had no idea who it was about, but I saw on Twitter that people were saying it was about Halsey and it wasn't true. Again, with the blind items that are anonymously submitted, they are not reliable. That's why there's disclaimers. I had no idea who it was about. They figured out it was about Halsey. Twitter figured that out. It said that she was quitting music. I have not heard that. I actually heard she has new music coming. What's the real deal on Jimmy Fallon? Is he an ass or is he like the fun family guy he portrays himself to be? I think he's a little bit of both. I don't know if he's an ass. I mean, I have heard from people who've worked on his show. Oh, wait, the whole expose came out about him. It kind of like came and went, right? There was like a little bit of an expose. I've heard both sides with Jimmy Fallon. You know, Jimmy Fallon's been doing what he's been doing for a long time. I think he's probably tired. I've also heard about Jimmy Fallon in his neighborhood. He's like a neighborhood type guy. You know what I mean? Like always at the bar, always coming in, grabbing a drink, going to work, grabbing a coffee, going to work. You know what I mean? Like that type of thing. I heard he's a really good tipper from those people. But I've heard a little bit of both. I've never heard anything like so crazy about him, though. I know there was this whole article. I'm trying to remember what it said. I think it also kind of blamed the producers of his show, if I'm remembering correctly. Do you guys remember? Yes. So everyone's asking about the blind item from the newsletter and subs saw it on stories. I saw on Twitter they said it was about Halsey and they didn't believe it. I don't believe it either. Again, if I don't write the blind item, I have no idea who it's about. What did Ethan Slater's wife say when she DM'd you? Okay, thank you for saying this because I realized I flubbed up. She never DM'd me. I think I said it in like last week's podcast episode. It was like a 1 millisecond of a sentence and I said she DM'd me instead of saying like people that know her DM me. She never DM'd me. It's so funny you caught that because I was listening back to the podcast episode and I was like, shit, it sounds like I'm saying that she DM'd me and that's she 100% did not DM me. People from her side of things DM'd me, her side of the story. That's where I got a lot of the intel. But she personally never DM'd me. You have a good ear, you little burner account who made that comment. Were Riley Keough and Sam Claflin ever a thing? So I've said about Riley Keough that I've called her a free spirit. She might be in an open relationship. Is she married? An open marriage, open relationship? So I don't know about her and Sam, to be honest. Nothing on Stephen Colbert. Seth Meyers is a gem of a human. Yeah, I haven't heard anything bad about Seth Meyers. Somebody said Taylor has not been promoting the album at all. Well, they usually promote closer to the release date, so I'm sure she will once that time comes up. But I'm also like, God, she's probably going to have a list of topics that they can't ask her about because, I mean, everyone's going to want to know about, like, Travis and all of her travels and everything we see her doing. If I were her, I wouldn't want to talk about that. Any news on Blake Lively's fourth baby? You guys ask this every fucking week. Literally every week. I'm going to give you guys the same hint as I always give you. The name of the baby, probably inadvertently, is related to Gossip Girl Reboot. The Gossip Girl Reboot. I can't imagine she would name her baby after the reboot of the show that made her famous. But alas, that happened. Okay, we are winding down to the end of the episode. I want to thank all of you guys in the IG subscriber live for being here with me. I didn't even need Ferris. I felt like I wasn't alone. So I want to thank you guys. If you guys missed anything, this will be a podcast episode. Sorry, I tried to call up more people to talk, but it glitches. So sometimes it doesn't happen. You guys are getting in your last licks of questions. Zendaya's new house. Yes, she did purchase a new house. I don't know if she purchased that house with Tom, they've been seen in the area where the house is purchased together. I don't know whose name is on the mortgage. But if both of their names is on the mortgage, that's a pretty serious relationship to me. That goes back to question in the beginning of the podcast of how you determine if a relationship is serious. Well, if you share property, to me, that's like super serious. Why are there so many Entertainment Tonight articles about Taylor and Travis? Well, Entertainment Tonight could be one of the outlets that her publicist feels comfortable talking to. Or it could be that they get the most clicks. I've told you guys this. Like, I don't hide, like, which, and you guys could see, you guys can go on my reels and go on TikTok and see which content gets the most views. Anything Taylor and Travis, I've said this before, the Kardashians, Bieber, Kate Middleton. So, you know, you need viewership. So what's going to get you that? Headlines. The headlines that everyone's reading, the headlines that everyone's clicking on. So maybe for Entertainment Tonight, they're a hot couple. You know, there's something that every time they post about them, their audience will click on it. It's pretty, if you think about it, it's like, it's pretty obvious. It's common sense. It's not anything that I think is being masterminded behind the scenes. I know people don't like my answers that, like, there's less, you know, deviousness going on behind the scenes. But I do think that when you see a celebrity or celebrity couple show up a lot on one particular outlet, a lot of it has to do with click rate. Somebody said Travis's parents do TV interviews with Entertainment Tonight. Entertainment Tonight, first of all, has been around forever, right? So they're like a legacy brand. Secondly, Entertainment Tonight is on what, like, sometimes you have to like do, like, you have to work backwards. Like, what network is Entertainment Tonight on? Is it a network that shows a lot of football? Do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes you have to like work backwards in that way to figure out stuff as well. Right. Like somebody's saying, like, who owns ET? Like, are they on Channel 2? Is there a lot of football on CBS? Like, a lot of it has to do with that. So as far as like manipulating and planning, like, yes, like networks, advertisers, like all that kind of stuff is linked. But that's it. That's all I got. Somebody says, I don't think Taylor's people talk to any news gossip outlet. I think it's all Swifties' ideas. Her publicist, I believe, will talk to select news outlets. And I don't think there is as many as you think that they are. I'll say that. Okay. I think we're at the end. You guys, thank you so much for being here. If you guys want to be an Instagram subscriber, you can hit subscribe in our bio. This was a little difficult because I was like holding a mic and also talking into my phone and then also trying to like be articulate. So it was a little bit challenging. I feel like our Instagram lives are a little bit more wild sometimes. Probably I curse more. I don't know. You guys can tell me who are on the lives every week. If this one sounded a little more professional, because I knew it was being recorded. But thank you guys so much. Okay, sorry. The comments just keep rolling in. I can't get away. It's very hard for me to hang up on these lives. ET is owned by CBS, which shows a lot of AFC games, which is the conference Travis is in. Yeah, so you have to like go back. ET Online is not a gossip publication. I mean, I would say at the end of the day, I would argue everything is gossip. I would argue that. Even CNN. Even the Bible, okay? I watched The Chosen on Easter. Even the Bible is gossip. Okay, you guys. Yeah, I'm curious. No yelling this week, somebody said. This one was a bit tamer. Yeah, I was a little nervous. I was a little nervous this week. So thank you guys so much. And I will see you guys next week. Podcast listeners, let me know what you think. Was this episode too chaotic for you? Again, it was a last minute thing. But let me know. All right, guys. See you next week.
This has been a production of Cadence 13, an Odyssey studio. New episodes of Do You will air every Thursday. See you next week.